Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I'm reading the letters to the editor in Newsday, which is my hometown paper, covers Long Island from the Queens Line all the way out to Montauk. And the letters reflected Donald Trump's visit to the Diller family during the wake of Detective Jonathan Diller over the weekend. To me, that was a good thing. And the family openly acknowledged it gave them comfort that the former president went out of his way to fly to Long Island, spend time with the family, right? Now, that's not what the letters said. They were written by Trump haters, you could tell right off the bat, and I understand the mentality of the Trump hater. I got it. But the point was that Donald Trump shouldn't get any credit at all for giving comfort to the Diller family because he was directly responsible for January 6th and the suffering of police officers there. And I understand that Whoopi Goldberg did that on The View today. I don't watch that program, but that's what the report is. So I'm looking at this, I'm going, so your hatred for Donald Trump, the letter writers in Newsday and Ms. Goldberg, overrides any good that Donald Trump could ever do. He can't do anything good in your eyes. That is truly hatred. And that will be a factor in the November vote, no doubt about it. And there's no way to get those people away from the hatred. You cannot reason with them. If they don't see that a former president's visit to a grieving family is an honor, what are you going to do? So I thought I would point that out. It doesn't have anything to do with our reportage tonight, which begins with the talking points memo about your safety, public safety. So let's call it crime, no punishment. Happening all over the country, mostly in urban centers. The rural areas and suburbs are calmer. But in the big cities run by liberal politicians, you are not safe. Period. Boston is the best of them, and that's a fairly liberal city. I am going to go up there and investigate why Boston has managed to maintain control of the criminal element, whereby New York, Boston's big rival, Philadelphia, D.C., Chicago, L.A., St. Louis, Baltimore, on and on and on and on, have not. So I don't know what Boston's doing, but I'm going to find out. Now, as we reported yesterday, the man who shot and killed 31-year-old Detective Jonathan Diller was a career criminal. We went over that in micro detail. If you missed it, go to BillO'Reilly.com. We have the segments. We have the stats. If you're a concierge member, you can get the transcript. Okay? There is no two sides to that story. This man was dangerous, and the New York authorities let him out. Last April, a year ago, he was arrested for carrying an illegal firearm, even though he was a twice convicted felon and served time. In a year, that case wasn't even heard. And he's out on the street, and he gets another firearm and kills the detective. That's not a justice system. That's a collapse. And again, no two sides to the story. That's what that is. Now, perhaps the most powerful politician in New York State is a man named Carl Hastie. Carl Hastie. He is the assembly speaker in Albany, and he wields tremendous power. If you go up against Hastie, he can cut off your money. He can make your life miserable. So the leftists in Albany do what he says. Hastie admits flat out he is not going to enforce the laws of the state. Go.
I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime. There's already things in current law to deal with people who assault other people.
That's not true, because the laws on the books are not being enforced, and Hastie well knows it, because that's the way Hastie wants it. So he is from the Bronx. And in the Bronx, you have many, many, many poor people. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's turf. Those poor people see life differently, even though they're being brutalized every single day by criminals. You see it differently. I'll get into that some other time. Now, in New York City, we reported on a man named Manuel Pagan, major narcotics dealer. He was arrested with 20,000 fentanyl pills. 20,000. How many people that can kill? You do. All right. You know what he got? He played guilty because they found him with the pills. You know what he got? 2 years in prison. And he'll be out in a year and a half. 2 years. 20,000 pills. Fentanyl. Poison. Poison. Okay. How about the two men who beat up the police officers in the Bronx on November 13th? 2023. Their case hasn't even been assigned yet. Okay, so it's April, right? That's 4 months plus. They're due back in court June 3rd. On it, nothing's going to happen to them. Push it back, push it back. Why? You got it on videotape. That should have taken 3 weeks. Court date, bang. Doesn't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Even if you beat up a cop or kill a cop, it's so unbelievable. So now you present all of this to the president of the United States. He is well aware. Well, Matt might be exaggerating it. He's been told about the violence in America's cities. And it's primarily driven by narcotics and guns, because the drug gangs are armed. Here's what his press secretary said last week. Go.
This shooting is yet another painful reminder of the toll of gun violence, that what it's doing to inflict on families and our communities and our nation. And that's why the president signed more than 24 executive actions. That's why we're able to pass a bipartisan agreement to deal with the gun violence that we're seeing in this country. Obviously, more work needs to be done.
So it's always gun violence, not gun criminal violence. It's the guns that are doing it, not the criminals. And we've heard that a million times in the Democratic Party. That is their line. And it's total malarkey. If President Biden cared at all about the issue, which he does not, and this comes under a long line of things he doesn't care about, the southern border being number one. If he cared about criminals using guns to hurt other Americans, there's an amazing amount of things that he could do about it. He does nothing. He didn't even talk about it. He didn't even call, as you know, the family, the Diller family on Long Island, when he was 35 miles away in Radio City yucking it up with Obama and Clinton collecting money. They didn't care about it. Because the left, the far left, doesn't want to prosecute crimes. Because they feel the justice system is racist. That's what Hastie is all about. Hastie is, whites control it, so I'm going to break it down. I'm going to blow it up. He wants to blow up the entire system. He's well on his way in New York. Okay, I'm going to give you one more stat, and then we'll go to our next story. 80% of arrests in New York are not adjudicated fully. So that means even if you're caught, even if you're a thug who's caught stealing, mugging, assaulting, you have an 8 in 10 chance of getting off. There's no criminal justice system here. New York has collapsed, and that's a memo. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Joining us now from Seaford, New York, which is an adjacent suburb to Massapequa, former Congressman Peter King. He served 14 terms in the House of Representatives, and he's a good man. I sat with Congressman King and his wife at the funeral. All right, Congressman, I'll let you go. I mean, am I saying anything that's wrong or out of context or anything like that?
Well, the only possible disagreement I would have with you is the chance of converting people like Letitia James. I've been at a number of police funerals with her. I don't see it having any impact on her whatsoever. I don't think she should be treated rudely. I would prefer she not show up. But that's the only disagreement I would have, is I'm not certain that this powers of conversion would work on Letitia James.
All right. Now, why do you think the Attorney General of New York will not enforce the law or protect innocent people? Why?
It's something I try to figure out over the years. I think people from the progressive left somehow feel that their understanding of the law or their comprehension of what the law should be supersedes everything else. I mean, you take a person like Alvin Bragg, he even has more direct jurisdiction, or the district attorneys have more jurisdiction even than the attorney general, and they just refuse to, for instance, on things like shoplifting and fare beating, Alvin Bragg just won't even prosecute them, won't even entertain, you know, those cases. And then it works its way up. It creates a mood. It's a feeling that certain people, primarily the African-American community, has been discriminated against over the years, and therefore they're entitled to an extra advantage, if you will, that the law shouldn't be as enforced strictly against them. I think that's a form of bias, not just against the white community, but against, you know, the black community itself. But it's, Bill, I can't, nothing in my upbringing of people I grew up with could act this way or could think this way, that you should somehow allow certain classes of people to violate the law, not realizing that in doing that, it encourages more breaking of the law, and that's going to cause innocent people to suffer. And in most cases, now in this case, it was a white police officer, but most of these cases where the violence comes out, it's against other African Americans and minorities carried out by their own.
The poor community takes it the worst. So you believe it's racial politics, both Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, and the Attorney General, Letitia Grahams, are black. Kathy Hochul, the governor, is white. Kathy Hochul has the power of executive order, could overturn a lot of this bail stuff herself, that the progressives in Albany. And, you know, it's shocking that people in Buffalo and Rochester and places outside of New York City vote these progressive people in. But it's a veto-proof legislature now. There are so many progressives in Albany that they want not to punish criminals. But Hochul has some power to do something, yet does nothing. How do you think? What do you think of her?
That is harder for me to figure out. I was telling people, including John Casimatidis, when I'm on his show, when Kathy Hochul was about to come in, that she was going to be a mainstream moderate governor. When I was chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress, and she was in Congress about a year and a half, she was assigned to my committee. Her husband was a leading prosecutor of terrorists upstate New York. She was a very normal person to deal with. She was not involved at all with the radical left wing of a party down there. She actually had an A-plus rating, an A rating from the NRA. But on any number of issues, she was definitely mainstream. And yet when she went to Albany or became the governor, as lieutenant governor, she didn't really have much to say. But when she became governor, she went further to the left than Andrew Cuomo. Whether or not she wasn't ready for the job, whether she was overtaken by it, whether the people around her that way, but it's no excuse. I mean, listen, you've never been in elective office. If you became the governor tomorrow, you wouldn't go racing over to the left. So, I mean, she had experience in a local government, experience in Washington, and she was, I guess, lieutenant governor for 5 years. She should have had some idea what to do, but instead, she's gone so far to the left. And not just the policies, but the whole tone is so far to the left. Like her, not just her position on abortion, but the how much she expresses it with such vehemence, with such a left-wing bias.
I can tell you that these people that we are talking about put their own self-interest above the safety of the citizens. The progressive money runs Albany. They've got it. It's not going to change unless, and here's my last question. I think this might be a turning point, that people in New York, all right, the liberal people who keep voting for these loons might step back now and say, you know what? It's enough. It's enough. Do you believe that's possible?
I do think it's possible. And, you know, you and I saw the feeling on the ground. I think I've been in a number of cops funerals over the years, but it's a number of these killings. The reaction to this one of Detective Dillard, to me, was so profound, so extensive. I think maybe the burden is on us now. People like us, people who have access to the media, people who have any connection to politics and government, who have a voice, have a forum, have a platform to channel and harness that, to let people know that, yes, it is terrible. We can't afford just to feel sorry and forget about it in a few weeks. We have to take action on it.
That's
this,
right,
to me, is a...
Well, I'm going to do it. I've done it my whole career, and I'm not being self-aggrandizing now, but I have, and everybody knows it, and I will continue to do it. But I am now angry at the people who I know who continue to support the structure, the power structure that is allowing people to die every day. It's not just the police officers, all right? It's ordinary people getting pushed in front of trains. And you know, look, Congressman, when you got a guy who is arrested on a gun charge after two stretches in a state penitentiary and 19 other arrests, and he's out on the street again, you have now reached the breaking point where there is no justice system in New York. It does not exist anymore. And I'm like you, I believe it's racial politics. I think that's what's driving it. But in my own industry, I know the New York Times, which is big behind this, will never change. You could stack the bodies up to the ceiling and it will never change. That's how fanatical these people are. Last word.
Yeah, they are fanatical. And example of how it changed in New York just a few years ago, when the giant football player, Axel Boris, shot himself in the foot with his own gun. Nobody else was hurt except him. He got time upstate in jail just for having that the illegal possession of that gun. Now you have people with criminal records who get arrested with a gun and they're still out in the street a year later. We have to stop it, Bill. This is out of control. And so many more innocent people are going to be killed, not just cops. And that's terrible. My father was a cop. I hate to see any cop even shot, wounded anyway. But also, it's going to be rank and file people living in the communities where it ends up no one is safe anywhere.
All right, Congressman, thanks very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Now to more media coverage. So Donald Trump showed up at the wake for Detective Diller. He was there about a half an hour. He met privately with the widow, and then he met with the whole family. And the coverage of him says it all. So ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, five television news operations, spent a combined 12 minutes, 18 seconds on Trump's visit to the funeral home. 12 minutes, 18 seconds. On the same day, President Biden was at Radio City Music Hall with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama raising money. Biden could not have been bothered to call the Diller family. He did not call them, just like he did not call the family in Georgia of Lakin Riley, who was killed by an illegal immigrant, migrant, whatever you want to call him. Okay. Biden can't be bothered with that. That's beneath him. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but it's true. All right. So his Radio City Music Hall thing, the five combined, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, spent 44 minutes, 35 seconds. So 12 minutes on Trump, 45 minutes on Biden. Which story do you think is more important? Which story affects more lives? A fundraiser or this story? They're never going to change. Now, NBC, which is the absolute worst now, they have descended into the worst. They described Trump's visit to the funeral home this way, quote, "The former president has also repeatedly made unsubstantiated claims of undocumented migrants beating up police officers and driving up the crime rate in New York City to record highs." Notice the words unsubstantiated claims. All right, NBC put this out on its website at 1:27, March 27th. 7 hours later, it had to retract it. Okay? So take that down, please. 7 hours later, NBC News had to retract that report. All right, this is after all the Ronna McDaniel stuff. All right, here's the retraction, quote, "A previous version of this article mischaracterized Trump's comments about migrants assaulting police officers. An incident in New York was recorded on video. It was not an unsubstantiated claim," unquote. It was 7 hours after. So they're admitting their own operation lied, because you had to lie. You had to know. Everybody knows about the migrant attack on police officers in Times Square. Now, it doesn't get any worse for NBC News. They're through. Done. You watch them, fine. You have the freedom to watch anything you want. But number one, you're wasting your time. And number two, you are enabling a dishonest progressive operation. That's what you are doing. Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chuck Schumer. So Schumer is emerging as a point man for the progressive cause, the far left, not the Democratic Party. Schumer is a far left guy, but he's Biden's best friend. Keep that in mind. So Joe Biden's best friend right now in this world is Senator Chuck Schumer of New York. Now, we all know that New York State has collapsed in the criminal justice area. We can give you 100 examples. I spent an enormous amount of time on the murder of Detective Diller, all right? I don't want to go over that again. But now there's a case in the Bronx where this migrant drug gang was arrested. The people are being terrorized by these illegal aliens, and they didn't even hold them. They let them right back out. They had guns, they had heroin, they had wouldn't hold them. Collapse. And in New York City and other cities, Buffalo, Rochester, the shoplifting is out of control. And none of these people are prosecuted. I'm overstating by just a smidgen. All right. So now Schumer steps up and said, you know, it's not the state of New York. It's the feds that have got to do this. Go.
So we need to stop these crime organizations in their tracks by holding the people at the top accountable. So that's why I'm launching my push on the federal government to take all measures available, and now for the first time to use RICO, the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, to investigate and prosecute organized retail theft rings.
All right, so he doesn't want to prosecute the shoplifters themselves, Schumer. No. He wants to do the top. Now, there is our organizations that take from the drug addicts who steal in the stores. They sell to these organizations, and they do cross state lines. But Schumer is pettifogging the real issue that in New York State, his state, you can walk into a Walgreens, steal whatever you want, and you're not going to get punished. That's the issue. But no. Schumer's got a tough guy. We'll get the feds involved. And they're not going to do anything. Exactly the same thing at the border bill. Exactly the same thing. So Biden opened the border, doesn't want to close it, doesn't do anything. They come up with this bill that says, oh, yeah, let's pass this bill and it'll help. It won't help. I read the bill. It doesn't stop the carnage down there on the southern border. And it's massive expenditures. For nothing. It doesn't solve the problem. But Schumer, no. Now the Republicans wouldn't vote. I wouldn't vote for that. And I'm not a party guy. I wouldn't vote for that bill. It's a total charade. And that's what Chucky does now. Throws this stuff out, this propaganda. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, let's go to the corrupt media. So you will remember that on July 9th, 2018, President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Okay, you remember that, right? 3 weeks later, a woman named Christine Blasey Ford wrote a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein of California saying that Kavanaugh had molested her, attacked her, done something when they were teenagers. Okay. 2 months after that, the story broke, all right? And Ford ran around saying, Kavanaugh did X, Y, and Z to me, and he shouldn't be confirmed. Okay, now I followed that story very closely, and you heard about it. And the thing I couldn't understand about the story was she didn't know when it happened, Blasey Ford. People at the parties that she was referring to said, no, it didn't happen. Didn't know who drove her home, didn't know anything. It's like, what's her name in New York testifying against Trump? She didn't even know what year it happened. Okay, when I see that, I get a little, I don't know about this. All right? And there was nobody corroborating Blasey Ford's story. Her girlfriends didn't corroborate. Nobody corroborated. Okay. So she writes a book, and it's out now, Blasey Ford. It's a bomb. It's a book. It's a bomb. All right. It's on Amazon Kindle. It's rated 9,000. On Barnes & Noble, it's 7,000. Nobody's buying a stupid book because nobody believes her. The other thing is that Blasey Ford is a abortion zealot. Loves abortion. And I'm going, oh, yeah. So I'm putting the whole thing together, and I was extremely skeptical. Now, one of the people named in this, oh, by the way, Blasey Ford appeared on CBS Sunday Morning, all Cupcake interviews, The View, NPR, all of that. Cupcake, Cupcake, Cupcake. She didn't get the massive nighttime exposure I thought she might get, but, you know, it's still time. But her book, nobody's buying it. Good. One of the names mentioned in this whole thing was Mark Judge, who was a friend of Brett Kavanaugh. So I wanted to talk to him. But Mr. Judge is a very cautious man. He should be. He went through a lot when this broke. So instead of putting him on television, we've got him on a telephone from his home state. I'm not even going to tell you where he is. He's a journalist. As I say, he knew Brett Kavanaugh. He got pulled into this as somebody who did something. I don't quite know. Judge wrote a book called The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi. Stasi is the East German secret police when they were communists. Mark, you on the phone? You hear me okay?
I hear you, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right. So when Blasey Ford put her book out, I'm sure you haven't read it. I haven't read it. I mean, I know what her rap is. How would you describe that woman?
I'm not sure how I would describe her. I tend to stick to the facts, being a journalist. And a lawyer friend of mine who stayed up all night reading her book had a very interesting takeaway. He called me the next day. He said, Mark, I stayed up all night reading this thing. You are only quoted via official government transcripts and congressional records, which is quite telling because it means that they don't want to get sued. Now, the second thing is that my book, The Devil's Triangle, came out 2 years ago. I cite chapter and verse of little and big things I found that were mysterious and concerning. I'll give you one. In her letter to Feinstein, saying that I was a witness to Brett Kavanaugh attacking her, I am referred to as Mark G. Judge. That's an old journalism byline I used when I was younger. Nobody calls me Mark G. Judge anymore. It indicated to me that maybe they were researching me, that maybe this wasn't an organic thing. The day after Brett was nominated, she was meeting with Emma Brown, the reporter at the Washington Post who ultimately broke the story. The next day, Emma Brown emails me a very innocent, innocuous email. Hey, I'm doing a story about Georgetown Prep and you and Brett Kavanaugh. Nothing about Blasey Ford. Number three, I'll be quick. This is the last thing I'll say on this. Number three, Leland Kaiser, Blasey Ford's friend, who denied the whole thing, who Blasey Ford said was at this party and who, like me, was traumatized by this thing, was interviewed by Emma Brown of the Washington Post in Leland Kaiser's house the week before the Blasey story broke. Emma Brown at the Washington Post left Leland Kaiser out of her story. I have an email from Emma Brown saying, do you know Leland Kaiser? You know, and this is before the story broke. And to keep it simple, I don't want to confuse people, but then the story breaks and Leland Kaiser is not in this earth-shattering story. And for 2 years, I've been asking, okay, why did you call me Mark G. Judge? I have evidence that indicates you were using an OPPO researcher on me all summer. Why was Leland Kaiser left out of this story when she was denying the whole thing?
He wouldn't back up what Emma, what's her name, wanted. That's why.
Right.
That's what they all do.
Right.
Right. They weren't looking for the truth. I mean, come on. I mean, you know that. Everybody knows that. They're looking to convict Kavanaugh on whatever they convict him. This is the press. Now, what a disturbing aspect to this story is the FBI exonerated Kavanaugh, that they didn't find anything after their investigation. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But they never
put I talked to him for 3 hours.
All right. So you were involved with that. So, but they never put
I talked to the FBI for 3 hours.
They never put out a public report on it, and they should have. I would have liked to have seen, they could redact names if they wanted to, but how they arrived at their conclusion that Brett Kavanaugh was not guilty. I think the people deserve that. When the FBI talked to you, Mark, what did you tell them in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, I told them that I just have no recollection of this at all. I mean, I'm Catholic. I have a good conscience. I've been sober for 30 years. I said the Supreme Court is not important enough to me to lie about something like sexual assault. Hand to God, standing before Jesus, had I seen this, I simply would say so. The truth is so much easier just to say so. I simply don't recall this. That's what I told them. And here's an interesting point. They said this is either going to take 3 hours or 7 hours. And I thought, well, that's quite a disparity. And I later understood that if you're lying, it takes 7 hours because they got to keep drilling down on you. And if you're telling the truth, it's less time, which is 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they believed your story. But when you say you don't recall it, any human being witnessing something like that would recall it, right?
I think they will. Well, do you know how I learned of this story? Ronan Farrow called me. I'm sitting at home taking care of my elderly mother in September 2018. I get a call from Ronan Farrow, and literally he says this. He says, you're implicated in this letter about sexual misconduct. It was sexual misconduct at the time involving Brett Kavanaugh, who's been nominated. And I, hand to God, though, I said, well, who's the accuser? He said, I can't tell you that. I said, where did this allegedly take place? He said, I can't tell you that. I said, when did this allegedly take place? He said, sometime in the 1980s. I mean, that's why I refer to the Stasi. I mean, that's literally
what happened. And you guys and were teenagers. You were in high school. You were prep school guys. All right, final question, though. But my point in matter is this. No matter if you're older than 10 years old, all right, if you're north of that, and you see some kind of horrific conflict in a physical way like that, you remember that. It's not like, well, I don't recall. I don't recall, you know, filling up my car with gas. But something like that stays with you. So I took, and you correct me if I'm wrong, your words to say it did not happen. Am I wrong to feel that way?
Bill, there's a couple things real quick. One, it's much more sinister than you understand. There was extortion and witness tampering and opposition research. It's all in my book, The Devil's Triangle. And number two, we grew up in a tight-knit Irish Catholic school community. If a boyfriend and girlfriend had an argument, it ricocheted gossip-wise around the community within hours. If somebody went to a party and this happened and couldn't remember anything, how they got there, how they got back, if something like this happened, everybody would have been talking about it. And Leland Kaiser, her friend who allegedly was there, would have known about it. Like, people in the community would have known about this.
Sure. And that's all obvious. So I'm going to take it again that you believe it did not happen with Brett Kavanaugh. Okay?
Yes. At this point, I believe it didn't happen. And
I don't know what other point there could be, Mark. You keep throwing in those words. Yeah. So I'm taking it that it didn't happen. But I'm going to give you 5 seconds to correct me if I'm wrong, because I always want to be honest.
No, I think it didn't happen. And I think it was an extortion plot. And I think it was a witness tampering plot. And I think they found me as a weak link, as a former drinker, and they tried to use me. I think that's what happened.
All right, Mark. We appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Politics by Faith.
Smart Life. Okay, so a number of our listeners and viewers are baby boomers, okay, like me, and we're in the retirement zone, okay? I don't even know what that word means. I've been working since I'm 10 years old, and I'm not going to retire anytime soon. So anyway, you need, according to Wall Street Journal, citing a survey by Northwestern Mutual Bank, you need $1.5 million to retire on and live fairly comfortably. $1.5 million, that's what you need. Now that is up, all right, from 1.3 just a year ago. Thank you, Joe Biden. It's up $200,000 in a year. So you need 1.5. If Biden gets reelected, you're going to need at least 2, probably 2.5 to retire comfortably because prices are still good. Did you read the McDonald's article today? I never eat there, but they like doubled their prices now at McDonald's. But Biden and his people, inflation is coming down. The prices aren't coming down. If people are willing to pay what the prices are, they're not going to come down. All right, unless someone else comes in and undercuts them. Okay, so you need $1.5 million to retire comfortably. And it depends where you live. You live in New York City, you're going to need a lot more than that. You live in Montana, you probably need less. The average amount in a retirement account today for working Americans is $88,000. Long way from 1.5. Now, I get letters all the time from people going, hey, I don't have the money. I got Social Security coming in, all right, but I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have IRA. You're hosed. You are absolutely screwed, all right, if you don't have the money. Because nobody's going to give it to you. So Bernie Sanders is running around, you know, what he wants, the government to control all this, and then he would dole it out. But there's still, you couldn't do it. Country doesn't have enough money to fund all the retirement pensions here. They do in Holland. They do in Norway. Not here. It's 350 million people here, including illegal aliens, which get all the entitlements down. Okay. So anyway, you see commercials for reverse mortgages and things. These are people who don't have enough money, but they have a home. This is a Smart Life segment now. Be very, very careful on the reverse mortgages or any other what sounds good. You got to run it by a financial advisor that you trust. You have to. Or you're going to get right between the eyes. Okay? So if you don't have enough money, but you do have a property, you can derive cash from that property. Refinance, second mortgage, whatever it may be. Okay? Reverse mortgage. But you've got to get it in writing what it is and the financial advisor who you know to sign off on it. All right? I don't want you guys to suffer as you age. That's the worst thing in the world. Okay? But so many Americans are in that position. Okay, final thought. There are three categories of human being. Good people, bad people, misguided people. So at the beginning, I was talking about my job is to try to persuade the misguided people to stop being misguided. Sometimes I'm successful. I started that when I was a high school teacher. And I could reach some of them. I reached some of them, turned them around. Not all. Because people believe what they want to believe. That's it. But if you present to the misguided people a narrative that makes sense, they'll resist at first, but then the resistance gets lower and lower and lower as more data comes in. That's my job. It's why I do this. I don't need the money. I could be riding around on a golf court, as I said, at the Villages, playing pickleball. But I am trying to persuade people all over the world that there is a right way to go about things. Okay. The bad people, you're not going to make them. And this is the criminal justice system collapsing. They think there's some magic wand going to get these people off fentanyl and heroin. Most of them don't want to get off it. And they're willing to hurt you and everybody else to get the money to buy the narcotics. These are bad people. Oh, they have a disease. Oh, no, no. They're hurting other people for their own whatever it is. You get no excuse. You're bad. And then that, and most of them are going to stay bad. It's about 15% of the population. Most of the people on this earth are misguided. Good people, when you find one, boy, embrace that person. I say 35% are good, 15 hardcore bad, and 50 misguided. And by misguided, they don't want to get involved. They don't want to right the wrong. They don't want to stand up. They're afraid. Fear is tremendous. They don't want to say, I might get in trouble. Somebody might come after me. You know, those are the misguided people. We're trying to get those to merge with the 35% of good people. So where are you? Where are you in that mosaic? Be honest. Most people rationalize their behavior. I mean, Governor Hochul and Biden and all these, every day they go home and they just rationalize their behavior. They see it. They can't not see it. Oh, no, 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 I'm doing a good thing for the migrants, or I'm doing a good thing because it's a racist system and I'm tearing it down and those white cops are bad. And, you know, they rationalize. Every human being rationalizes to some extent, but some people just their whole life is a rationalization. All right. But if you buy into that, if you allow that, then you're bad. You're bad. That's not an excuse. Okay, you got to step back and get actively pursue and enhance good. And by being good, it's a very simple equation. You love your neighbor as yourself. You help other people. You don't put them in danger. But I tell you what, I could have Kathy Hochul watch this whole broadcast, and I don't believe Governor Hochul would change a scintilla of her profile. I hope I'm wrong. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.